This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. The organizers of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London unveiled the logo for the event today. In past years, logos have usually depicted something of the host city. But the design for the London Games is anything but traditional. And as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, it's been met with a chorus of disapproval across Britain.
The last time London hosted the Olympic Games in 1948, the logo pictured a discus thrower in front of Big Ben. The new 2012 Olympic logo, just unveiled, has tapped much more into the Cool Britannia themes of the last decade. No men in bowler hats, no London landmarks. It draws more on the street graffiti seen on the walls of London. Four jagged shapes depicting the numbers 2012 in a variety of bright colours. The head of the London Organising Committee is former Olympic gold medalist Sebastian Coe.
We don't do bland. This is not a bland city. We weren't going to come to you with a dull or dry corporate logo that will appear on a polo shirt and we're all gardening in it in a year's time. This is something that's got to live for the next 5 years, and we believe this will do exactly that.
Perhaps inevitably the design has stirred up a strong reaction in the British media. Some designers have come to its defence, calling it a logo for skateboarders and the MySpace generation. Others were less kind. The work of a painting chimp, asked the Daily Mail. A graffiti-style splodge, said the Sun. If this is the winning design, what on earth did the rejected ones look like, asked one editorial. Cyberspace was soon ablaze, with petitions to have it changed. Branding consultant Marcel Nobilt said he, for one, didn't get it.
It's meant to be about being dynamic, modern and flexible. It's fragmented. This is meant to be about being embracing and coming together. This looks like it's tearing apart. And also, it's very jagged. It's negative.
Provocative and edgy it hoped to be, and so it has proved. Now Londoners have 5 years to get used to it. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.